What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Prequel Podcast. I am your host, Mike Azzalina, and as always, I am incredibly grateful for you joining me at another look at how we can improve our own story at the same time as we positively impact the story of others. In today's episode, I really want to focus on the way that we show up for people in our lives. One of my favorite singer-songwriters on the planet is Andy Grammer, and I had the opportunity to see him on tour this summer with my wife and a couple of friends. On his tour, the Love is the New Money tour, I'm actually wearing the tour shirt right now in honor of this very episode, because one of my favorite songs that he performed that night, which was full of incredible music, was the song Save My Life. And it's a song he wrote after his mother passed away. And he wrote it for his mother's best friend who stepped in to that motherly role for Andy after his mom's passing. And in the song, there's a lyric that always strikes me. And the lyric is, "I was lost until I saw your halo. I was blind until I saw your light. I believe, my friend, we all have angels, and you are mine. I think you should know you saved my life." And I think that that is such a powerful lyric. We all have people in our lives who have shown up for us when we are at our worst. We all have people who have come alongside of us when we're fallen and grabbed us and taken us forward. We have people who have reached out a hand when we're down, who have fed us when we are hungry, found us water when we are thirsty, right? All of these things that others have done for us. And I think my challenge today is to kind of flip the script. Who have you done this for in your own life? You know, I heard a quote not long ago, and it really put me at a standstill because I hadn't thought about it. And the quote was, "You are someone's favorite person." And look, I know this. Like, my brother and myself are my parents' favorite people, right? Like that, I know. My wife, right? Like, my brother thinks of me that way. I think of him that way. But I do believe that there's more to it than the ones that feel obvious. I believe that we can be people's favorite person by these simple acts. It's hard to see that in ourselves because we look at ourselves as just another person. But we're so much more than that. We bring so much to every single moment of our lives. Every time we walk into a room, we are the only us. And what do we do with that? How do we take advantage of that? Because being the only us is really special. How do we make us the impact that someone else needs? Just hear me out for a second. You can be someone's favorite person because your laugh makes them laugh. I have friends whose just the sound of their laugh puts a smile on my face. Your kind heart settles them because you have empathy. And you listening and that kindness in your heart to listen and be there settles them. When your name pops up on their phone, day made. A picture that they see on their desk or on their in their photo album on their phone, or maybe an old school photo album. And they let out a deep breath because your face brings that calm. Your smile brings that calm, that comfort. These little things we do can save someone's life. It sounds drastic, and I know it. But there's truth to it. You see, some of life's most difficult struggles, some of the most challenging things we go through, and some of the most challenging things that people go through just in general, come from this feeling of disconnect. No one understands me. No one sees me for me. No one really knows what I'm dealing with. That's when life gets hard, right? We can find and navigate problems when someone's there to prop us up and help us. But when we feel lonely and we're at our loneliest moments, that's when life is really, really hard. That's when people struggle with what comes next. That feeling of being alone is rough. So when I tell you that your laugh can save someone's life, your kindness can save someone's life, just seeing your name pop up on someone's phone can save a person's life, your smile can save a person's life. None of these are incredibly hard to do. But they can be life-changing for people. I just spoke at a school not too long ago and gave this exact message about the way we just show up, the way that we treat people with kindness in these small little ways can be a game changer. And afterward, this really sweet high school young lady, I think she told me she was a sophomore, came up to me and said that just the week before she was having the worst week of her life. And she gave me a couple of examples, and things ranged from she was just late every day to her parents had been arguing a lot, just a lot of different things. And she was walking down the hall by herself and feeling very lonely, and she had her head down, and she heard a hello and looked up, and it was a kid in one of her classes that she said had never really talked to her before. He'd never really interacted, but they were the only two in the hallway. And he said hello, and then in class 2 periods later, they talked, and it totally changed her spirits. She had felt so disconnected, even from her own friend group, because there is that sense of like, I can't share this. This is so deeply personal that she almost removed herself. But what she explained to me was that someone new, someone that she hadn't connected with, brought her back to an understanding that she does have value. We can be the ones to give others value with a simple hello and a simple conversation. Be the one who connects. It's a challenge that I feel like we can all do. Be someone who connects. Whether you're connecting for the first time or you're reconnecting, be someone who connects. That's my challenge. If someone invites you into the room to make a difference in their lives, be in the room. Put the phone away, turn the TV off, and be the one. Be the one in the room to become someone's favorite person. Be the one in the room that might just be a lifesaver. Look, you are loved and you matter. Take this message and go make someone's life just a little bit better. Add to their story in a really positive way. You never know how it's going to change their life. And maybe yours too. Really appreciate you listening, and I'll see you next time. Much love.